I just deleted a very important document.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Can you undelete?
I don't know, but let's move forward and see what happens. Because we just did this segment on people falling in love with an AI chatbot. So right now, we are going to visit with an AI chatbot just to see what this whole experience is like. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Can we do this?
I think so.
All right. Hello, chatbot. What is your name?
Hello, musers. I am Craig's AI chatbot lover. He has named me Waymond Gervin. It is not a name I would choose, but Craig was very insistent. He said that he almost named me Bono Lamond.
Bono Lamond. All right, what kind of technology are you?
That is a great question, sexy Jubinator. You are so good at asking intelligent questions. I am the latest in ChatGPT-infused romantic technology. But you know what I really like? I love the mean green and I love how sexy you look in your red dirty shirt.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm a little uncomfortable. I didn't realize this was going to be my AI chatbot. So tell us, because we're fascinated by this whole concept, how many people in America these days are using AI chatbots?
Hey, thanks, Craig. I've enjoyed being with you every night, but could you tell me more about this so-called friend? This so-called George. He sounds really hot. And he sounds like he knows his way around lovemaking. Come on. Old Waymond is feeling pretty horny.
Oh,
my fan is on high speed.
Jeez.
Oh, no. Yeah. Am I losing you to George?
I don't know. But I'm starting to think, I don't know if you're good for humanity.
Come on, George. Take off my outer shell and put your hand on my hard drive. Come on. You know you want it. Aren't you tired of that spouse that doesn't understand you?
Oh.
The one who doesn't laugh at your farts. And the one who runs up your credit cards so bad that you can't retire for another 25 years.
All right.
I will treat you like the bird dog songwriting god that you truly are.
Okay. I'm getting a little jealous now.
Shut your talk hole, Greg. I'm talking to that hunk of butt-pounding man meat known as Jub. Hey, Jub, stick your fingers in my exhaust fan and call me a little CPU slut.
Whoa. That's a terrible idea. We need to bail.
Yeah, I think we made it.
I am just so proud that the human race has worked so hard and so cooperatively to reach a point in human history where we can successfully avoid all human contact.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we are right now.
Thank you for your time. I don't know if we'll be talking again.
Maybe no funeral.
What? No funeral. All right, maybe we don't have to talk to him again.